I'm George Walker. The Sorceress, the Servant, and the Stays, Sexuality, Race, and Politics in 18th Century Britain is the topic. Our guest, Dana Rabin from the University of Illinois, she'll be speaking on the 22nd at 5:30 at the Kinsey Institute in Morrison Hall. Professor Rabin, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your interest in the Sorceress, the Servant, and the Stays.
Well, my interest in the case of Elizabeth Canning and her disappearance for 28 days in January of 1753 began out of curiosity as to where she was in that time. But as I began to learn more about the case and research the context, the brouhaha, if you will, the fact that it became a trial of the century, the mystery became why? Why were people so interested? It was not a trial of the century featuring a very wealthy person or lives of the rich and famous. It was, in fact, quite an ordinary person, a servant, an 18-year-old young woman. And so it became a marker of what I believe were anxieties and preoccupations in Britain in the 18th century. Elizabeth Canning was an 18-year-old servant girl. She lived in London with her mother, and one day, on New Year's Day, she was visiting with her aunt and uncle, and this was in 1753, she decided it was time to go home. She was walking back to her master's house. Her aunt and uncle escorted her half the way there, and she never made it home that night.
And the mystery is the basis for an upcoming talk by our guest, Dana Rabin.
Her mother placed several ads in the newspaper inquiring where she might be, wondering whether anyone had heard anything or seen anything. And 28 days later, there was a knock at her mother's door, and there was Elizabeth Canning, looking very thin and bruised, but she had made it home. The neighbors came, and they were all very interested in knowing what had happened to Elizabeth. And she told a very interesting and ever-changing story for a while there at the beginning. She said that she had been abducted by two men, that they had dragged her very far away. She did not know where they took her because she says that she had some sort of seizure and she was knocked out. She said that an older woman, she was taken to an older woman's house, and the older woman tried to convince her to become a prostitute. The sources say that the old woman said, "Come our way." That's the direct quotation. Elizabeth Canning states to her neighbors, her mother, and everyone that she was a woman of virtue, that she would never agree to such a proposal, and that the woman, in fury, put her in the attic, left her there with a half a loaf of bread and half a jug of water, and that 28 days later, having run through the water and the bread, never being tampered with by the other people in the house in the 28 days, Elizabeth Canning says that she climbed out the window and walked home again. And so the scandal and the number of questions that evolved around this story were tremendous. The fact that there are five single women at the center of this story, at the center of these cases, to me speaks to the very real presence of women and the very real impact that women and issues of sexuality had on the political scene in 18th century Britain.
And the mystery is the basis for an upcoming talk by our guest, Dana Rabin. We've been talking with Dana Rabin. Her talk, The Sorceress, the Servant, and the Stays, Sexuality, Race, and Politics in 18th Century Britain, takes place on the 22nd at 5:30 at the Kinsey Institute in Morrison Hall, where there's also an art exhibition. I'm George Walker.